Hello, this is your host Nader Kassir in How's Life Treating You. How's Life Treating You is for anyone who sees a big hurdle in their life. I really believe that whoever watches the show will be inspired, especially if a viewer thinks to themselves, you know what, I can take what I have just seen and implement it in my life. I can make it happen. You can always watch my full episode as a podcast in my channel, Nader Kassir. Welcome to the show. It's a real pleasure to host you.
Thank you.
How is your mood?
Mood is good. I'm excited. Feeling some energy here. We're going to talk about some things that good maybe we don't talk about every day, right?
So 100%. The plan is not about technology at all. The plan is to show the wonderful personality of Travis Nicholas. This is the plan. You are the general manager of Dell Technology, leading Qatar office. Obviously, you got to where you are today because of your hard work, your persistence. Supported by an amazing personality and a strong charismatic presence. If I may ask you, beneath all the roles and titles, who are you? Who is the real Travis Nicholas? And how did you end up here?
That is a huge question.
I know.
Who am I? First of all, thank you for the really kind words. Well, it's a lovely thing that you just said about me. I don't think of myself like that, to be totally honest. But who am I? I'm a human being from a small country called New Zealand. I left New Zealand when I was around 20 years old and traveled through Australia, to South Africa, to Dubai, and eventually to Qatar. How did I find myself here? Actually, I think in general, life is about decisions, right? And the sum of your life is about the sum of all of the decisions you've made from the beginning until now. And I would say the last decision I made was there was an opening in a position in Qatar, and I decided that it was a great thing for myself and my family to make a move to a new country and try my luck at making a success of the role. And honestly, it was a difficult decision on the one hand because moving your family is hard. But in my previous role, I was traveling a lot.
Okay.
So on the positive side, it means that I travel a lot less, right? So I'm seeing my kids every day. I'm seeing my wife every day. And that's incredibly different. For me, it's great. But you have to ask my wife that question. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But you see the little things with the kids at their age, and they're growing up.
You have
see
three
the little
kids,
things.
Right?
Three kids, three boys. Honestly, I was pleasantly surprised with the country. It's not a country I've spent a lot of time in before. But now that I'm here, I'm seeing it's a wonderful place. So really happy.
The main question of the show is how is life treating you? Mm. Okay, the most important one. Mm. And there are two ways to answer this question. Way number one, not recommended. Do not do it. I beg you. I might get answers from you such as life is treating me well, good, fine, whatever. You will literally end my show.
Okay.
And the second way, we want to dig a little bit deeper. Mm-hmm. So again, no pressure.
Okay.
How is life treating you?
How is life treating me? It's a philosophical question, I think. If I interpret it the way I'm thinking of interpreting it, it's like the happenings of life, how are they treating me? On its surface, life treats me the way I treat life.
Interesting.
And honestly, I don't want to get too philosophical, but I do fundamentally believe that you get out what you put in. If you put in hard work, then eventually you get returns. Now, they might not come in the form that you expect. You might be aiming for something, working hard for that thing, and then you find that you get a positive outcome somewhere else that you were not even looking for, right? And that's happened to me many times in my life where I've wanted something so badly, I've gone after it, I've worked hard for it. I haven't got it, but I got something else that was either the same or better.
Okay.
I think you got to keep going, no matter what, even if I don't mean with work, right? I mean with life. So for example, you have a weekend, don't rest too much. Invest in time with the kids, invest in time with the friends. You know, don't rest too much. You know, you got to keep going and keep moving and keep things happening. And if you do that, you'll get good results from all of your life. And I can take it more literally as well. And I can say, okay, how's it treating me literally? Then I'll start by saying, absolutely great. I'm really blessed. I feel incredibly blessed to have the life that I have. I have a healthy, happy family.
Great.
I get to spend time with them every day. I have work that is rewarding, challenging, very, you know, the industry well. Very challenging work. I'm surrounded by people who are incredibly talented, and I learn from them every day. And I get to work in areas of the country and the economy that are fascinating. You know, you learn something new every day.
In the same context, Simon Sinek, who is a famous optimist and motivational leader, he said once that the human brain cannot comprehend the negative. Mm. So if I simply ask you now not to think of an elephant, you simply cannot. I'm pretty sure the image of an elephant just crossed your mind.
Three different types of elephants.
Yeah. So the message he wanted to convey is that everything is related to perspective in life. Mm. So it depends on how you see it and in which side you want to be. So you might face ups and downs, right?
Mm.
So
for sure.
My question is, when there are downs in your life, how you behave, how you think of it?
Look, this is a great question. You know, so when I was young, maybe 16 or 15, I did kickboxing for a while, as not to fight, but to train. And our instructor, he always used to tell us about the power of positive and negative energy, mm-hmm. and positive and negative thought, right?
Okay.
And the first thing he would tell us is make sure you get enough sleep, mm-hmm. because if you don't get enough sleep, you're going to be negative.
Okay.
Right? And it's actually true. So the first thing, if negative thoughts start entering my mind, I start thinking about my physical well-being. Am I getting enough sleep? Am I drinking enough water? Am I eating the right foods? Am I getting enough exercise? That's the first thing. Then the second thing is, again, coming back to the situation itself. What are the things outside my control? What are the things inside my control? And how do I manage the things inside my control? So sometimes you get obsessed over an idea or a detail. All it takes is so sort out the physical stuff that I just mentioned, but then take a step back and just look at it and say,
have a balcony view and see.
100%. Take the helicopter view. What's actually going on here? How important is this in the grand scheme of life? And maybe it's not as bad as you feel it is. Maybe after a good night's sleep and a jog around the block, you start getting some perspective and some context, and you start working out how can you take care of this problem one bite at a time.
You have been working for Dell for quite some time, more than
14 years.
A very simple question: what is your why? And to simplify it, what is your motive to wake up every day, every morning, keeping the same consistency, the same determination to reach to where you are today?
I always think about the importance of goals. I always try to encourage people to map their work goals or business goals to life goals.
Okay.
So what is it that you want out of your life? You know, and then work backwards. So how can your work goals map to your life goals? And in life, my goals are not too complicated. I want for my family a good life, comfortable, no stress, no worries about how the bills will be paid and all that sort of thing. If you want to go to that school, you can go to that school. If you want to start a business, you can start a business. I want to give that to my kids, right? That's as simple as it gets. Then if I marry that to my work life, why? Well, it's a bit different, to be honest, because I don't see work or business or you know, your earning or income or investing, or I don't see that as an end in itself. I see it as a task. It's an activity, right? It's an ongoing thing. So my why in that regard is more about progress. It's more about, you know, every day I'd like to be a bit better than I was yesterday. If I can be a little bit better today than I was yesterday,
this is an achievement.
This is okay. Great. This is my why, right?
Okay.
And I apply that to my work, and I apply that to things like exercise, and we were talking about sports before. If I take on a sport or an activity, I like to get that just a little bit of progress every day. I think it's a basic belief system that I have, that if you do the right activities and you do the right things and you progress a little bit every day, and you know, you do the things that I just said, automatically it serves the purpose of, you know, progressing you financially and progressing you as a better person, a better communicator, it's not like a huge, big, dramatic answer, I know, but...
No, it's a perfect answer. By the way, in my opinion, there is no right or big or small answer. Mm-hmm. This is the way you think. This is you. So in this section, I would like to call it true or false and your opinion. Okay.
Okay.
According to study carried by the Carnegie Institute of Technology, they found out that 85% of your financial success is due to human engineering skills, your ability to communicate, to lead, to negotiate. What do you think about it? And to which extent do you see this relevant to customer-facing roles in general and in more specific sales role?
Look, human engineering and social engineering and being able to connect with people, being able to have people trust you, it's critical. It's critical in everything, right? In every aspect of life, I think.
Okay.
So I believe it. I mean, I believe it's directly linked to success. And I'd say probably not just in the workplace, not just in business, but
across everything.
Friendships and relationships, everything, right? A lot of things that I've experienced that have been positive have been because of the fact that a human being was convinced in some way, shape or form, whether it's a customer, whether it's a manager, whether it's a colleague in another part of the business, whether it's my wife convincing her to marry me, you know?
Good one.
It's all about someone being convinced and having the confidence that they should do that thing, right?
Okay.
So I would say true. I would agree with that statement.
Chief Meaning Officer, according to Jack Welch, is the main role of a leader because you need to let everyone in the place know where are you going, why you are going, and most importantly, what is in it for them. What do you think about it?
True. I'll say instantly true. Okay. All the great leaders I've ever worked for, they did this excellently well. They showed the direction. They showed, like, this is where we're going, this is how we're going to get there, this is how long it's going to take us, and this is what's in it for us. The formula to make the decisions, to be autonomous.
Okay.
And what I think you've said about providing the meaning, I think that gives you the formula to be autonomous.
I'm quoting Jack Welch.
Still.
Not level. But thank you anyway. In your own definition, what is a leader?
You know, when I think about leadership, I always think about battle.
Okay.
You know, if you're going into battle and you're putting yourself in harm's way. And so I think of a leader as someone I would follow into battle. So they've got to be someone who's incredibly credible so you can trust them, so you can believe in them. They've got to be someone who can communicate clearly so you can understand them. In my opinion, they've got to be someone who's understanding and I would say firm but fair. I need a leader who listens. I need someone who's willing to listen to me.
Okay.
I'm perfectly fine if they tell me I'm wrong. I have no problem with that. But they first need to listen.
So out of the traits you mentioned, which one you believe with full confidence you have it?
I would say I'm a good listener.
Okay.
I would say, and I would say generally...
Can we call your wife? Just
Can I give you someone else to call? Practice all of the skills you need to be a good manager by being a good father. You know,
okay.
If you truly listen to your kids and you truly respect them and not just tell them, you know, be quiet and go over there, you know, you truly sit down, please explain to me what's going on in your mind right now. Why did you think that was a good thing to do? And you respect your children like this, then you'll get a lot more out of them, right? And same with being a manager, same with being, you know. I'll tell you something. When Joe Tucci, our former CEO, he was addressing us as a team and he said, thank you for choosing me as your leader.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
It occurred to me at that point that you can't be a leader. You know, your team have to choose you to be the leader.
You are definitely a leader.
Thank you.
It goes without saying. Success is a very complicated or uncomfortable process or procedure. You always got to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Mm. Do you agree? And my next question is, when will be the right time, if there is any right time, to step from your comfort zone to what we can call growth zone?
First of all, I wholeheartedly agree. I couldn't agree more.
Okay.
I can't remember who said it, but it was a great quote that also stuck with me, that the enemy of success is not failure. The enemy of success is complacency.
Wow.
And I truly believe this. And I've seen it so many times, especially in the sales field, right? Where you'll get a salesperson who's done huge amount of sales, they've smashed their numbers, they've done really successful, great job. Everyone applauds their success. And then they start to calm down and think, I've made it. I've made it. And as soon as you think I've made it, you die.
Okay.
You become complacent, right? And the ego takes over. You forget about all the hard work you did to get to where you got to and you start slowing down and relaxing. And that's why I agree wholeheartedly. I've seen it so many times. But I think as soon as you start to feel comfortable that things are easy, and I know this, I don't need to prepare for this one.
Okay.
You know, I don't need to prepare. I know what to do. I'll just wing it and it's going to be fine. And then it is fine. I think it's time to push yourself.
Okay.
It's time to go further. You know? It's time to try something new and push yourself further. Look, I think there's a couple of quotes that stay in my mind. They're not my quotes. They're other people's quotes, but they help me every day. And I would encourage people to have those quotes that help them every day and speak them out loud or in their mind every day. For me, it's work hard, stay humble.
Okay.
It's about progress, not perfection. And it's not about being the best. It's about being better than you were yesterday.
Brilliant.
So this is my message for everyone is to have something like this that you can hold and you can keep and you can every day remind yourself that these are the things that are going to get you to the next level. These are the things that are going to progress your life. Which to my family, I would say the sky is the limit. And honestly, my mother, she encouraged me with some words throughout my whole life. She repeated them. She said, you can achieve whatever you want in life as long as you put your mind to it.
Wow.
And I will say the same thing to my family. I will say, you can achieve whatever you want in life as long as you put your mind.
Again, it's my honor to host you in my first show. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Nadir. Thank you.